Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Africa's westernmost point, to Senegal's capital Dakar, where the neighbourhood of Ngor showcases all the foreign influences in the city. Our guide is Monocle's Jennifer Mahani.
Ngor is located right at the top of the Dakar Peninsula, a small neighbourhood squeezed into sandy streets that lead right to the beach. This easily overlooked part of town is the perfect way to understand the mishmash of foreign influences brought to the Senegalese capital over hundreds of years. Here you can find Indian, Spanish, French, Italian, Brazilian, Peruvian, and of course Senegalese food, along with several hybrid cuisines. That's before you've even checked out the beach bars and the surfing hangouts on Ngor Island, a short boat ride away. But let's do things properly and start with breakfast. The only place you need to get your croissant, pain au chocolat, and a baguette or two is Grain d'Or, or Golden Grain. If you're feeling lazy, as I occasionally do, they also deliver. Grain d'Or has all the painstaking craft of a French master baker, but isn't afraid to break tradition. The baguette d'Ngor, their trademark loaf, is a cross between your standard baguette and soda bread. The French name isn't an affectation. Senegal is a former French colony, and French is still a national language, but these days you're just as likely to hear Arabic, English, or Chinese in the streets. Grain d'Or marks the eastern entry point into Ngor, but if you keep moving down the old airport road and turn off towards the beach, don't miss Bamba Restaurant, a tiny Senegalese place that often has just one staff member feeding and serving dozens of people at lunchtime. This is where you can pay 1,500 sefa, or €2.30, for a plate of tiboujen, a spicy rice dish topped with freshly caught fish, cassava, carrots, okra, and a local kind of aubergine. The legend goes that the French introduced rice to Senegal, and now no meal is complete without it. Senegalese customers might ask for piment, or chili, to make theirs even spicier. If you think you're hard enough, dip in a spoon and see if you can stand the heat. It's now time to hit the beach. With stars like Sadio Mane currently making waves in the Premier League, it won't surprise you to hear there will probably be a beach football game going on. Grab a local flag or gazelle beer at the Black and White Beach Bar and take in the view of the Atlantic over the heads of the next generation of Liverpool strikers. Beer sunk, you are now in prime position to try some of Dakar's best seafood. Cabane de Pêcheurs, originally built for tourists who wanted to go on fishing tours, now serves up plates of unbelievably fresh lot skewers, a meaty... white fish, along with garlicky squid and giant prawns. All they need is a squeeze of lemon. Meanwhile, watching the sunset with a glass of Moroccan gris, or grey wine, is one of Dakar's great pleasures. On a Thursday or Friday, head across the square to Bayakou, where ceviche is on the menu and martinis and frozen daiquiris are being shaken at the bar. Although Senegal is a majority Muslim country, partying is part of everyday life, though things quieten down a bit during Ramadan. For a nightcap, you could head to El Toro and hear the owner talk about lost days back in Spain as he brings over a plate of Iberico ham and a digestivo. Even Dakar has to sleep sometimes.
Monocle's Jennifer Mahani there in Dakar's Ngor. This has been episode number 92 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and goodbye.